You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Today is National Paranormal Day. There's some sort of survey out about the number of people who believe in ghosts. You know, it's one of those things. I treated this like the whole thing about aliens. That I want to see this. I would like for this to happen.
Yeah.
And I don't know how we do that.
Hang around graveyards and old insane asylums, I guess.
Yeah. Are there things you can do to make yourself more, you know, like, likely to absorb the signals or
whatever?
Do you
rub yourself with something? Some sort of herbs and spices or, I don't know. Grandpa's old bag of tobacco? Is that what you rub yourself with? I don't know. Hang out in creepy basements. I'm sure you'll see something.
They say 80% of Americans do believe in ghosts.
Yeah.
That includes 45% who believe but have never seen one. But.
All right. You just hear stories and you're like, I believe it.
Yeah. I was having a conversation not that long ago with someone about the whole idea of, like, we built this mystique around what happens after you die, but the truth is nobody knows.
No, you really don't. Nobody knows, Dom.
And that probably, in a way, pisses us off as a species, don't you think?
Yeah, because we always need to know everything, right?
Right. We feel like we should know everything.
Yeah.
And when we don't, it just irks us.
We get a taste of it with those people that, like, die on the operating table, and then they're hovering over their bodies, and then they see the light, and they're told to come back, and those always intrigue me.
They intrigue me, too, the whole near-death experience. The NDEs are fascinating, but at the same time, I've seen all sorts of medical studies on what could be causing that.
Sure, there's always an explanation.
But, you know, there's the stories of that. There's something on top of a cabinet in the room that nobody could see, but the person who's supposedly floating above says, oh, yeah, there's, you know, a tennis ball up there.
Yeah.
And people are like, oh, my God.
How'd they know?
How could they have seen that if they weren't floating above the room?
How'd that tennis ball get up there?
And here's another question. If you die, why would you float above the room?
Why are you sticking around to do that? They just want to see one last moment, I guess. See what, you know, what you're being charged for. What your family's going to be charged for.
That may be more true than funny.
Yeah, man.
Let's see what kind of bill I'm sticking you guys with.
That's funny.
Crazy. What about you? Anything fun this weekend?
Good weekend. Hung out. I hung out with my mother-in-law a little bit this weekend, so that was fine.
Why'd you do that?
It was birthday weekend for her, so we had her over and did a little grilling, had some cake, did all that. Reedman started his crochet business outside. Set up his little table and was selling his necklaces and rings and various scarves or whatever. He was out there for about an hour, made $10, so fairly proud of him. And he was super excited to make a little bit of cash money. And I've lost your mic, buddy.
What about now?
There you go. Now I can hear you.
He made $10?
He made $10, so he did really good. And he had little Lila out there hollering at every car that went by and every house is Reed's Crochet Shop, open for business.
I gotta know, what did he sell?
Little necklaces. I think that was his biggest seller, these crocheted necklaces that were out there. So.
Do you know who bought them?
Neighbors. Okay. Yeah, no strange cars pulled up and bought anything, just neighbors. And then I made a little bit of money this weekend. I've been living my midlife crisis in reverse. I picked up a fun sports car in my 30s. And now that I'm approaching midlife, I decided to sell it. Because I was like, I don't need this anymore. It's
so
taking up space in the car.
The
second guy that looked at it, big Corvette fan. He already has a vet, and he came by on, when did we do it? Friday evening, and scooped it up, and I'm down a car. And it feels so good.
Good for you.
One less thing to maintain and insure and get emissions.
The insurance.
I mean, I submitted for that refund. I'm going to get money back from the insurance. But, you know, I had my time with it. It was fun. I did a lot of car shows, and now we're just kind of moving on to a different stage of our life where we don't need a two-seater sports car, you know? We've got little kids, and we want to do a little more traveling and camping some more, and things just sat in the garage, man, so...
Man, we're on the other end of that, and that we've been a one-car family for 3 years.
Yeah.
With three of us. And people say, that's impossible. We've actually made it work without any problem. But with Zoe, my stepdaughter, going to college and now about to get a job, it's not going to be practical anymore.
Yeah,
so now we're in the market for some, you know, 3 or 4 year old used car.
Yeah,
for her.
Perfect. Yeah. It's a bad time to buy, good time to sell. You see the car prices are up. Like, people are on new cars offering over sticker price. Usually you go in and haggle down. People are paying, like houses now, over sticker price because of all the chip shortages and low inventory. So check Craigslist, buddy.
I started doing all the various websites looking, but it's just not fun.
It's not fun at all. I hate selling cars.
Plus, you really honestly don't know what you're going to get. You know, you got to take it somewhere to have them check it out before
that's
you make the final payment.
That's right.